Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Independent presidential candidate Ralph Nader is joining us later in the broadcast. For a longer half-hour interview, he joined us a few weeks ago to give us a different perspective on what's happening with the staged elections, with the two-party dictatorship that we have here in the United States. Then we're going to have Steve Quayle on, always interesting, always informative, to get his take on where he sees things going. Just a broadcast note, I will be on Coast to Coast AM for 3 hours tomorrow night for the full interview segment of the radio show to 16 million listeners. And we hope that folks will tune in for that. But as I was saying, we have Ralph Nader coming up in about 30 minutes and then Steve Quayle, and I want to attempt to, in the third and fourth hour today, have open phones to get everybody's take on what's happening with the economy, the amazing developments in Pakistan, also over into the Caucasus in Georgia, ongoing activities there and developments, and, of course, the domestic police state. I mean, we are so conditioned to accept it, even those of us in the know, that the Army announces last week, yeah, we're going to deploy combat brigades to the U.S., to, quote, deal with the American people. A declaration of open war by NORTHCOM, the private banking military command center in Colorado Springs, against the American people. Blackwater signing agreements to not do foreign deployments for other governments. Blackwater Worldwide, no longer a U.S. company, but to come here and suppress the American people as well. But because they stick American flags on their uniforms, everyone bows down. Well, not everyone, but a group of idiots bow down and worship them, basically. I want to go over the news, the financial news first today. It's very serious on a daily basis, obviously. Bank of China buys into Rothschild Bank. That is Shanghai Daily. CNBC reports Paulson Bernanke to urge Congress not to delay on the parasite feeding, known as a bailout. Fed acted like a liquidity drug dealer, also reports CNBC. Another report here, Chadwick, the next crisis is being formed now. We're going to go over all this. Another report here on the economy, only 28% of the American people in a major poll support federal bailout plan. That's the Rasmussen poll, very respected. Also, another report here out of the Associated Press, many economists skeptical about the bailout. In fact, the majority of economists say that this will only make the economic situation worse. Well, yes, for the American people and this country, but not for the international crime syndicate. This is called bone picking. They're going to bring us down. That's already a foregone conclusion. Might as well gut it wide open and suck out every drop, break open every bone, and gobble out the marrow. Don't leave anything on the 110-degree savanna. Break it open. Get the marrow out like a good hyena. Also, one of the editors of the Huffington Post finally did a story about the Bush-Nazi connection that the BBC and others have covered. It's mainline news in the New York Times back in the 40s and 50s, not like it's some secret, and how they're setting up the same thing today. And she got a bunch of threats, and people talked about how she should be arrested. Yep. Remember, our government supported Pol Pot. They supported Mao. They supported Hitler. It's not our government. So we'll come back and get into all the financial news, tell you about some of the other important news we've got for you as well. Very important broadcast lined up today, and I'm really honored to be here. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, TruthNews.us. Stay with us.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to ground zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
I had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock, so it was a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Momentarily, I will get into more of the financial news and begin detailing it. We also have stories like this one. Magazine promotes sterilization for women in their 20s, and this is one of the largest teen and young women magazines in the UK that's given to teenage girls. You know, the beautiful supermodels, they're going out and getting sterilized. See, that's what is so dangerous about the fad-driven culture. People think that subcultures and Hollywood culture, fashion culture, is just generated organically from different artists. But it isn't. Most of it is corporately designed and hatched. And in fact, it's even come out in the Washington Post going back 10 years ago and other major publications, and I had some of the writers on, about going to big computer conferences with the Fortune 500 CEOs there saying, we want people being implanted with chips in movies, and we want to promote body modification and nose rings. And I'm not getting into your nose ring. I know it's a precious accoutrement, you know, that accentuates who you are and is a message to everyone. Believe me, I don't care. I'm telling you that they do. And it's also the police are then trained to alert on those, you know, trendy hip-hop outfits and the body piercings and the tattoos. They're trained to alert on you as an enemy gang. Okay, that's their basic programming, and then you're just taught that it's trendy. But now they're being taught all over women's magazines. There's been several stories by Steve Watson and Paul Watson on this. The latest one's from Paul Watson. dealing with telling women it's so cool, it's so radical, it's what everybody's doing, go get sterilized. And then there's all these other mainstream articles with, you know, beautiful 25-year-old supermodels getting sterilized, and then they get the big contracts. Oh, my gosh, you got sterilized. How sexy. And people hear, well, that's the cool thing, and they get little I'm sterilized tattoos. And it's like, absolutely, I care about Earth. And in PETA, a lot of their top people are getting sterilized because humans are bad. It's about devaluing human life so the global criminal state can have its way with us. It has nothing to do with the environment. In fact, it's the New World Order that is actually hurting the environment with the genetic engineering and a list of 100-plus other things. But that's the bottom line there, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be getting into that report. But I wanted to say something personally about myself. Sometimes I catch rebroadcast of my radio show, or I click on different YouTube clips of it where people put my words to video. And taken as a snapshot by itself, you know, it sounds pretty wild. But reality is wild. But it even makes me, you know, step back sometimes. But when I think about the mindset I get in, regardless of what you think about Alex Jones, the things I talk about here on this radio broadcast, the issues I discuss here on this radio show are documented and real. And in most cases, things are actually worse in hindsight than what we originally say on an issue. So things are generally worse than we're even portraying and exposing here. Our limited perspective, our limited individual intellects and consciousness is cannot grasp the width and breadth, the depth of what we face as a society, and it freaks me out. You know, I'm somebody who's mission-oriented and dedicated to what I do, so I stay focused on the task, and that's why I actually tend to work so hard, is not just to get the job done, but also because anytime I get calm, and anytime I get centered, I don't like what I see. In fact, my understanding expands and the vistas and the horizons widen when I'm calm, say, sitting in a chair in my house at 1 a.m. in the morning after I finish some interview and I've had some coffee at 10 p.m. and I'm awake and I can truly stare into the abyss. Well, as I believe Nietzsche said, the abyss stares back at you and begins to change you. And I do catch myself fluxing, shimmering, switching over, you know, briefly for instances into evil as I grasp the evil. And I'm really going to attempt not to do that because it's very easy to slip into it. Just studying the enemy, it's very dangerous. And I have to be honest with you, that's why reporters have higher levels of divorce, drinking, drugs, fist fights, physical altercations, especially old-fashioned gumshoe-type muckraking reporters if you study history and look at even modern statistics. In fact, that's why they say old-fashioned beat reporters are very similar to cops, and that's why in the old movies and, you know, in novels, but then in real historical novels, nonfiction, you know, you see that relationship between the reporters and the cops. Because what happens is the police get changed by what they see. Being in the muck, being in the dirt, being in with the scum and the drug dealers and the hookers and the corrupt judges and the other corrupt cops, you get into it and you dance with the devil. The devil doesn't change. He changes you. It's the same thing with me. I mean, it freaks me out to be able to have top Stanford and Harvard professors on and scientists and toxicologists and, you know, the head EPA toxicologist who, a poison specialist, chemist, who wants the sodium fluoride and the other poisonous compounds they put in the water under that name out, and the EPA won't do it. and he's got the majority of the EPA scientists wanting to do it, and they won't stop. I mean, even the government is basically good and doesn't want fluoride in the water, and it doesn't stop because those on top are in control, and they're not going to stop. And, look, I know the police are out late at night dealing with dangerous people. I know there's scum all over the place. I know society's degenerating. I know police have to go in and see horrible things in people's houses. Hell, I was a carpet cleaner for 4 months and got a chance to see that. That's why I quit. I couldn't go into flea-infested places where drug addicts have been pissing all over the floor, you know, because some landlord's selling it. I mean, I just can't do it. So I can't imagine what cops see day in and day out. I understand. Then you get a view of everyone as scum and trash and against you. Because, frankly, a lot of society is. And then, see, I start getting that view of the public, the police, then my family. I just can't get the dirt out of my brain, is what I'm saying. I've seen so much, ladies and gentlemen, and I know I'm going to see a lot more. And it is not even the New World Order that is our main threat. It is us. We've met the enemy, and it's us. Oh, yeah, the worst of us are in control. The worst aspects of man put criminal, ruthless, sadistic people with no conscience into control. Then there's just everybody else trying to survive. Now, it flips me out to know Diancor and Halliburton really do run giant child kidnapping rings, and they don't even get in trouble doing it. It freaks me out to know most of the cocaine and heroin shipped into our country. And I know it's a complex issue. I know because it's illegal, it creates a black market that the criminal element gravitates towards it. So the police can point at it and say, yeah, but look at everything else that surrounds drugs. And look at how bad these people are. Yeah, look at how it corrupts you. You can't change that. You just become it. And the social engineers did that on purpose. They wrote books on how to do it when they took over China 150 years ago with opium. I mean, go read about that. Go learn about that. That's happening here. And then I realize that everything we're trying to stop, and everything we've warned people about, is now coming true because the New World Order said they'd do it, and they keep their promises. And if you think bad things have happened so far, and you think things have been crazy, planes flying into buildings, buildings collapsing, wars, sneak attacks on Russian territories, dollar plunging, economy falling apart, we've seen nothing yet. And so I get psyched up to deal with this. That's what happens. I get psyched up. I get fired up to come on the air and face it down and deal with it and try to motivate people to fight it. And I know I come off like a wild man, but, I mean, it is wild. What we're dealing with is wild. What we're going up against is just out of control. It's bad. And the people running things, I mean, Zbigniew Brzezinski bragged how when he was running the Carter administration, they supported the Khmer Rouge in Pol Pot killing 2 million people conservatively. Anybody who could read, anybody who had glasses, anybody that, I mean, they just took whole families out, millions of them, and killed them. They killed about a third the population of that little country. And our criminal government, it's not our government. And it's not that I revoke and rescind my citizenship or I'm an American. No, no, no. It's the opposite of that. They're not American. They don't represent me. They're illegitimate. And to know they put Mao in who killed conservatively, the Chinese government admits 65 million. The real number is closer to 85 million. I mean, try to get your mind around 85 million people in 20 years. And it turns out Rockefeller Brothers Foundation, Carnegie Endowment, the CIA and others funded all that stuff. And you brag that you did it. It's not even hidden. And then I think, I'm going head up against these people when there's no quarter, there's no stopping, but I can't give in to it. I can't go along with it. I'm past the point of no return. There's no way getting out of it. They're going to do a Pol Pot type op here in America unless we stop them. We'll come back, talk about economic news.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Scheduled to have Ralph Nader on in about 10 minutes. Then Steve Quayle on the 23rd of September, 2008. Even mainline economists are saying this is going to fully bankrupt the economy and kill the dollar. Got a stack of news on that front. They're dumping hundreds of billions of dollars a day into the market. They promised multi-trillion dollar payouts on $700 billion, if you read the fine print. Now Paulson saying they're going to bail out foreign banks as well. They're actually taking all this money as they get it, and the last $1 trillion they've put in the last year and a half, and they go in and basically leverage the market, short the market, play games there. I'm going to get more into the economy after Ralph Nader leaves us with Steve Quayle, but I wanted to just briefly, for like 3 minutes, bring Ted up today. Because you don't have to be left behind in all of this. They're not going to be able to suppress gold's price forever. You saw it shot up its biggest one-time gain in one day, over $80 in one day, then another $30 it's gained total. It's staying right up near 900, going back and forth between 888 and 900 today. And Ted has been able to get gold and silver at the price it was before that, so you can save some money and really get an unprecedented deal on some select gold and silver coins. But as all the economists are saying, this is going to kill the dollar, whether it's this month or 2 years from now. This is going to be really bad. This is the establishment looting what they can at the end. Ted Anderson, we got about 3 minutes in this segment, but a lot's happening today.
Sure is a lot, and I really can't go into it because we have such a short time period. But I was reading that article on Bloomberg by Nelson and Woroshet. I mean, I was just amazed as far as, you know, I mean, we're talking about the largest foreign exchange company out there right now. They deal with $15 billion in assets. Is saying that the United States dollar is toast because they're pumping in this bailout. And I don't know why they're turning that direction. They just simply...
Now, again, Ted, with these numbers, you always say billion when it's trillion.
Well, this is what they're dealing with. They deal with a $15 billion hedge fund. And it, of its kind, it's the largest one. Yeah. It's New York City. And it's just it just flat out amazes me that they're allowing this to happen.
That's right. In fact, you don't even have to tune in here now to hear, you know, the information about international banks looting us. And I mean, that's the British, that's the U.S. headlines. They're admitting, a lot of people are admitting. The good news here, Ted, is that only 28% of the American people in a major Rasmussen poll, very scientific, agree with the sellout, the rob-out, bailout plan. But doesn't matter if only 28% are for it. The establishment doesn't care what the people want. Ted, tell them about the gold and silver offer today so people can get out of the dollar or at least hedge their bet, get a little bit of insurance.
Well, again, Alex, gold today's high is 905.50. You asked me if I could hold my prices from that 870 level that I locked in at yet, and yes, I can still. I have the silver coins that I'm offering right now are the dimes. They're at $1.60 per dime or $1,600 per $100 face. That's a great buy to get into. Again, we have the British sovereign coin. It's at $247 a coin. And we also have the franc coin at $198. There is no question in my mind, and there shouldn't be in anybody who's listening to this show by now, as to whether or not there's trouble in the economy. Everywhere you turn, there's trouble, and everywhere you turn, the heads of our economic movement, like Bernanke and Paulson, are trying to bail out these banks. And like you said, now we're even bailing out foreign companies.
That's by the way, we've written stories for PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Talking about how Paulson formerly headed up Goldman Sachs, has tens of millions himself in there, his buddy, trillions leverage, hundreds of billions on the books, and he's there bailing out and funding his own company.
Yeah, you bet. Goldman Sachs is one of the ones that took the big hit. It took a 21% hit. No, I'm sorry. Let me correct that. The Goldman Sachs took a 44%. No, it was Morgan Stanley that took the 44% drop and a 26% drop by Goldman Sachs. What do you think's going on? These guys are calling up their buddy over in the Treasury and their buddy over in the Federal Reserve System and saying, hey, bail us out.
Absolutely. Ted, we got to give the number out. It's 800-686-2237. The brokers are there. Ted, how long can you hold that price?
Good question, because I, you know, with the way that things are going on, we could have gold at $1,000 an ounce tomorrow. And if that happens, I don't think I can hold it, but
yeah,
I'll hold it.
You better take this as a buying opportunity. Here's the headline. Conflict of interest report says Goldman Sachs among biggest beneficiaries of Paulson's bailout. Of course it's a conflict of interest. Ladies and gentlemen, they're looting things. They're going to leave us holding the bill. The dollar is going to be toast. Take some of those Federal Reserve notes while they still got value and hedge your bet. Get into gold that cannot be devalued completely. 800-686-2237. It's set to go up in a big way. Move now. 800-686-2237. The brokers are there. Ted, thanks for coming on.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta engine treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Thank you for joining us for the next half hour. We are joined, of course, by the anti-corporate corruption crusader, Ralph Nader. Sometime I really ought to go through his bio. I know everybody knows who Ralph Nader is, but some people may not know the full or even part of the history of this interesting individual. He is running for president as a independent, and I wanted to get him on today to talk about his campaign and why he is running and why it's important. Obviously, more than ever now, people are listening to his message. But I wanted people to get a chance to really hear from Ralph Nader today and support his campaign, because the military-industrial complex completely controls the Republican and Democratic parties now. That is more clear today than ever. And we now even have Ron Paul coming out. They had a great press conference a few weeks ago together. Of course, Cynthia McKinney, Congressman Ron Paul, Ralph Nader, and others saying they've got to, everybody's just got to support outside voices, because those are the true voices of the American people. On every issue, Congress does what is unpopular and unconstitutional. Same with the president. Just right down the line, never before has it been so obvious with Congress with a 9% approval rating. So I want to go over that today, and I've got a few questions of my own for Ralph Nader. And we're only 40-something days out from the election, ladies and gentlemen. Ralph Nader, thanks for spending time with us today.
A pleasure, Alex.
You've got the floor. Instead of me throwing questions out, what do you think is most important for the listeners to be informed about, and not just informed, how do they take action to try to continue to expand a movement to resist what is clearly corporate fascism looting the entire economy now in the final phase of just completely imploding the nation?
Well, they'll vote for Nader Gonzalez, to put it in a nutshell. We're the only candidacy, and we're number three now at 6-8% in the polls on 45 state ballots. We're the only candidacy that predicted this Wall Street implosion, the crooks on Wall Street. For 20 years, I've been warning about this, even by naming the companies, you know, the banks, Citibank and Merrill Lynch and AIG and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And I testified and wrote and articles and had press conferences. Nobody listened. Nobody listened because corporations are running our government, and our government officials are on leave from Wall Street and other corporate executive positions to run the Department of Treasury, Department of Defense, Department of Agriculture, Interior, and many other departments. And we don't have a government that represents us, that stands for the working stiff in this country, that stands for the people who do all the hard work, that stands for the people who pay all the bills, the consumers, the taxpayers. And that's why on our website, we have good information on what to do with this Wall Street meltdown. I mean, it could have been prevented with comprehensive regulation. Instead, Clinton and his banking buddy, Robert Rubin, rammed through Congress in 1999 with both party support the financial deregulation. In other words, they took the federal cop off the Wall Street crime beat. And then the companies were off to the races using other people's money, these executives, pension monies for workers and mutual funds and small savers and people who have a few shares in these so-called blue ribbon companies, and they drove them into the ground. And then before the crash occurred, they made sure that these bosses got huge executive compensation packages. And so when they quit or were pushed out of places like Citibank and Merrill Lynch and AIG and so on, they took away 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 million bucks. And what we're saying is now that Wall Street has melted down and drained and looted trillions of dollars of worker money, pension money, small investors, what we have to do is have the following quick sequence. No bailouts without taxpayer equity. That is, if the taxpayer in Washington is going to bail out these crooks, these corporations, and absorb the assets and try to resell them, if they come back to profit, if these companies come back to profit, the taxpayer gets made whole and gets part of the profit.
A dividend.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happened with the Chrysler bailout in 1979. The Treasury Department under Jimmy Carter insisted in return for this, what now looks like a quaint $1.5 billion loan guarantee to Chrysler, the taxpayer would have stock warrants. And they got stock warrants. And when Chrysler turned around and made money, the stock warrants were sold by the U.S. Treasury, and the taxpayer had $400 million in profit.
Well, Mr. Nader, I want to get into your plan to fix this. And I think you've got a great plan.
Here it is.
Very sensible, but...
Here it is, very quickly.
Well, I mean, let's get into that. But first, let me just throw this out. What about criminal charges? What about punishing people? Or they're going to continue to do this? This is only intensifying the orgy of looting. There's no discussion of indictments, no discussion of investigations.
Just bailouts.
And we also see them changing the bankruptcy laws and changing laws so they could loot pensions in the last 6 years. So we see premeditated preparation for this planned theft. I mean, can you speak to that and then give us your plan to fix it?
You're absolutely right. There's no talk in Washington, which is in a flurry trying to bail out these crooks, of prosecution and conviction. In fact, these guys got off with huge golden parachutes, and they're probably in the Bahamas or in Hawaii sunning themselves. It is amazing, isn't it, that this was a corporate crime, fraud, and abuse spectacular in Wall Street, with trillions of dollars, and there's no talk of law and order, prosecution, conviction, and imprisonment of these crooks. And, of course, you put a lot of corporate crooks in prison, and prison reform will come because they can't stand the quality of the food. So you're right. Right at the top should be that. That's what deterrence is. That's what creative punishment is all about. That's what the people of America expect. They expect that when guys at the top are crooks and they lie, steal, and deceive people, that they have to make, they have to pay the time. They have to do the time. They have to be prosecuted. So I urge your listeners just to contact your members of Congress now who are having hearings and say, hey, what about the corporate crime enforcement component of this? But no bailouts without taxpayer equity, without cracking down on the corporate crooks, without ending any golden parachutes, without requiring, you've got to require disgorgement. They got to pay back their ill-gotten gains. You got to give shareholders control over the companies
yes.
that they own. You know, shareholders could have stopped this. They never would have allowed these obscene pay packages and this reckless speculation with their money. Finally, we need two ways to reduce the speculation. One is to make the speculators use more of their own money. That's called margin accounts. Now they can borrow a buck and speculate on a buck. But what if they had to put 50 cents of their own money in the buck? They'd be more careful.
Well, shouldn't we just ban naked shorting? I mean, they don't put any money up. But
that can be banned. But I'm just talking about your run-of-the-mill speculation with pension money, for example. And finally, and you'll like this one, you go into a store. Your listeners go into a store in most of the states where you're heard. And they have to pay sales tax when they buy clothing, appliances, some states even food, medicine. But today, someone on Wall Street can buy $100 million of Exxon derivatives or Pfizer derivatives or GM derivatives and not pay a dime. So it's unfair. The speculators pay no sales tax. The working stiffs, the workers, pay sales tax on necessities. The speculators pay no sales tax on speculation. So Nader Gonzalez on votenader.org, you can see it, are demanding a securities derivative speculation tax, which if it's less than 1% on the $500 trillion of transactions this year, it would raise a lot of money, and the federal income tax on more workers can be significantly reduced in return. So tax the speculators before you tax honest labor. And that's why we think our website is the most honest presidential website ever. And we list very clearly on the issues page of votenator.org all the changes, most of them supported by a majority of the American people, that are on our table, Nader Gonzalez, and are off the table, McCain and Obama.
Well, I would challenge listeners who think they may know Ralph Nader, just from what they've seen on corporate media, go to the website, watch 30-minute speeches, hour-long speeches. They're dynamic, but it's also chock full of facts and information from somebody who is informed and spends many hours a day studying. This guy's telling you the truth right down the line. It's so refreshing. And also you can see the press conference and the speeches with you and Ron Paul and Cynthia McKinney and action plans. And, you know, regardless of where the campaign goes, people should support it, donate to it, get involved, because people need to know that there is an alternative to the one-party dictatorship or the two Siamese twins that we are dealing with here. Now I want to get your view on what's going to happen in the short term and long term, and then go through some other things that are happening and tell folks how to get involved with the campaign. And also, we have a lot of listeners on AM and FM and shortwave and satellite who don't have internet. We need to give out, if you have one, or get your staff in the break coming up in 5 minutes to give us a toll-free number for folks that want to call and support the campaign that way, because about a third of our audience doesn't have internet, so they can also get involved in the campaign so we don't leave them out.
Right. That's very, very considerate of people who don't have internet. Yeah. The phone number is 202-471-5833, and I'll repeat it, 202-471-5833 for contributions. You can give up to $2,300, and every $2,300 will put a full-time person in one of the states to get out the vote for Nader Gonzalez. So if you want a full-time person in your state to get out the vote, and we know how to show them to get out the vote, send $2,300. Obviously, if you can't afford that, you send $10, $20, $50, $100, $300, whatever you can afford. The website to get informed about why we stand with you, for you, by you, is votenator.org. And in the 10 days from September 17th, Constitution Day, Alex, we're having Constitution Day and people want to know about our Constitution pledge and take the pledge, because as we speak, Bush and Secretary of Treasury Paulson is tearing the Constitution out by its roots by demanding that Congress give the White House $700 billion bailout blank check.
Okay, that was my next question, was the police state and the engineered collapse of the Bill of Rights. But before we get into that,
the pledge, the ConstitutionPledge.com. That, you want to take the Constitution pledge, ConstitutionPledge.com. It's amazing. This bill, I have it on my desk. It's 4 pages. In 4 pages, Bush is demanding that Congress give him a blank check for a $700 billion bailout, immunity for the government officials like Secretary of Treasury from any lawsuits for whatever he does, no judicial review to our courts. He knocks out the courts, and he tells Congress, give me all your constitutional authority. I, King George, will bail out the Wall Street crooks.
Folks, we're talking to Ralph Nader live. Mr. Nader, hold on 1 second, because this is so huge what you're saying. I don't want to just move past this. I want to focus people in. The White House was in the L.A. Times, quotes of Bush saying, yeah, we're not following the checks and balances. And Bloomberg Financial had the headline, Bush given dictatorial power. I want to explain to people, we have the former head of Goldman Sachs, who's bailing himself out, literally the fox guarding the hen house. We've never seen anything like this, a conflict of interest like this. We've never seen looting. This makes Enron, all of that look like a joke. Can you bring this into perspective, what we're witnessing?
What we're witnessing, Alex, is basically the criminal collapse of the trustees of the people's money, which we call Wall Street, the banks, investment banks, brokerage firms, you name it. People are going to feel this for months and months. They're not going to be able to pay their mortgage monthly. They're not going to be able to buy the necessities of life. Interest rates, of course, are very low on their little savings banks. Some of them get less than 1%. And these trustees turned criminals, recklessly speculating in ways that would stagger the imagination in terms of how thin the financial paper is as it's passed from one firm to another, and then sent overseas. There are towns in Norway, northern Norway, that are near bankruptcy because they bought these collateralized home mortgages, trusting Wall Street without adequate disclosure. You know, one prosecutor said, all these complex financial deals, here's what they come down to. Lying, cheating, and stealing.
That's it.
And so these corporate crooks go to Wall Street. I summed it up this way this morning. Socialist Superman is sweeping down on New York City from Washington, D.C. to bail out the casino gambling corporate crooks on Wall Street, which is spewing forth more and more kryptonite. How much can the taxpayer pay before the rubber band snaps?
Well, that's the point I wanted to make, is that they're taking the bailout money that's been coming in, the hundreds of billions a week, and then they said, oh, Wall Street's banned shorting, but only against 740-something of their institutions, then declaring open season on the real economy, the manufacturing economy, Ford, GM, General Electric, and now they're out raiding everything else. I mean, this is what appears to be they're pulling out all the stops. They know it's all going down, Ralph Nader, and they are just in a orgy of theft.
Right. And listen to this. The taxpayer is never asked, never consulted. There's no national direct referendum, the way Mike Gravel was proposing, which is rooted in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence in terms of authority. So the taxpayer is in the dark. The taxpayer is never consulted. The taxpayer is never represented by members of Congress, who are now being asked to give a $700 billion blank check to George W. Bush, King George, and the taxpayer will pay and pay until the taxpayer has a say.
But
and that's why we're running. We're running a number three presidential race, Nader Gonzalez, to give the taxpayer, the worker, and the consumer, through their votes, power to control their government and take it away from these giant corporations who have now become our government.
Now, Nader, the Rasmussen poll says 28% support federal bailout. There's a Zogby only showing 31%. So the point here is the people don't support it. It's criminal. It's international. And then they say people that don't want the bailout, they're calling us socialists, when this is the big banks basically stealing our birthright and indebting all of us, and then they run around calling themselves conservatives. How big a joke is that?
It's a huge joke. Reminds me of my daddy. When I was 10 years old, he asked me at dinner table, why will capitalism always survive? And well, I tried some answers, but his answer was, because capitalism will always require socialism to bail it out, to save it. And that's Wall Street requiring Washington to save it. And the tragedy is that the taxpayer gets no equity here. If the taxpayer is going to pay the bill to bail out these corporations, well, why didn't he get 15, 20, 30, 40% shares? If these corporations come around in a better day and make money, the taxpayer not only gets made whole, but actually makes a profit. That's what happened on the Chrysler bailout in 1979, $400 million profit.
Mr. Ann, we got a break. Final segment with you after a quick three-minute break here. Why aren't we bailing out the homeowners? I mean, it's our money, but see, no, we bail out the Global Crime Syndicate. Ralph Nader's our guest.
What will you do when it happens? When you turn to your loved ones, will you see starvation and fear or confidence because you knew what was coming and got prepared with PatriotFood.com? The signs are everywhere. You have no excuses. Your indifference today will determine the magnitude of your suffering tomorrow. What good is it to know the truth about any conspiracy unless you take action? PatriotFood.com has 100 pounds of dry food supplies for just $3 a pound. At PatriotFood.com, you'll get 20 survival foods. Varieties like dried tomatoes, wild rice blend, beef base, granola, vegetable mix, and much more. There are just two kinds of people, slave and free. Be ready. Be free with PatriotFood.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.s.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
All right. He's going to stay with us for an extra 5 minutes. We have time to cover several other big subjects. Ralph Nader, I want to ask you where you see the economy going and the real economy on the ground, how you see this unfolding. I mean, they're talking about even mainline analysts, Great Depression, and then how we could hopefully avert that. We haven't averted the financial collapse. We're maybe can avert it deepening. But before we do that, give us that number again for folks that want to volunteer or donate who don't have computers. And then give us that the website to restore the Constitution, and then, of course, the main campaign site.
Right. The main campaign site is votenader.org. The Constitution Pledge is constitutionpledge.com. constitutionpledge.com. And the phone number, for all you folks who still use the old-fashioned way of communicating, is 202-471-5833. 202-471-5833. I'll repeat it before the end of the show. And thank you very much. The most you can give is $2,300. That would put one full-time person in your state to get out to vote for us, Nader Gonzalez. You'll be able to meet that person if you make that kind of contribution.
Well, regardless, it builds a resistance to this. And all over the country, you're speaking to crowds of 5, 10,000, sometimes more. And you're getting in the local media. You're getting in the it's really having an effect. And you're exposing the fraudulent system of how this private corporation keeps any third party or any other voice out of the debates. Even preliminary debates, so we never get to vote for anybody but these selected, two-party dictatorship candidates. So
exactly. And not only that, Alex, but I'm going to be on Bill Maher's show to comment on the debate this Friday. You have to go on a comedic show to comment on debates that a majority of the American people in poll after poll want me, Ralph Nader, to be on the stage with McCain and Obama.
Absolutely.
That's how absurd the situation is. And I didn't want to leave the impression that we would not welcome smaller contributions, folks. $5, $10, $20, $30, $40, whatever you can afford to 202-471-5833, or you can online contribution to votenader.org. And we use your money very frugally. We take no commercial money, no PAC money. We run a presidential campaign that the reformers would be very proud of.
Absolutely. And I tell you, I got a chance to meet Josh Brolin backstage that you had at one of your rallies, and also Sean Penn and others. He's got the big W movie coming out. So a lot of heavy hitters as well supporting the campaign. Cindy Sheehan and so many others. We're about
Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great guy. I got a chance to interview him backstage. Now we're going to break here in a moment, but I don't know if you saw it. The Army Times announced that they will put combat brigades on the streets of America. They're being called back. It was just calmly announced. They're saying to, quote, deal with rioting and civil unrest. And they said, we hope the troops don't have to shoot Americans. That was actually a quote in there. So I think we really are seeing a dictatorship of the executive. And people say, oh, well, will be saved by McCain or Obama, but they represent the same interest, don't they, Ralph?
Well, I think McCain is a bit more of a candidate for perpetual war. I mean, it's given what he's gone through in Vietnam, I have no understanding why he's so aggressive and belligerent. It's like he's looking for enemies abroad. You asked about the depression coming. There may be a depression coming. If we don't save $200 billion in American lives every year, and bring get our troops out of Iraq and put it rebuilding the public works, you know, the public transit, the sewage system upgrades in city after city, town after town, drinking water, schools, clinics, libraries, all the things that are crumbling and reducing the quality of life in our cities can produce good jobs that cannot be exported to China. So that's $200 billion there. Another $200, $300 billion can be saved by getting rid of these corporate subsidies on the backs of the taxpayer. Another $300 and so billion can be saved from the bloated, wasteful military budget that Eisenhower warned us about.
Ralph Nader, we got a break. Back in 60 seconds with Ralph Nader. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.